Okay, my friends. So it is the holiday season. Christmas is upon us. And, you know, there's a lot of holidays that are celebrated right about now. One of them is called Hanukkah. And I would love to read a story about that. This is a story called All of a Kind Family Hanukkah, and it's based on the classic books by Sidney Taylor. This particular story was written by Emily Jenkins and Paul Ozolinski, and it's read today by Mummy. And what's your name? Have you got a name? What can we call you today? What do you want to be called? Do you have a name?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a cute little sound you made. Are you a mite?
Yeah.
Yes, he is. He is a mite, and I'm so pleased that he is here with me. So let's get right down to this. What is Hanukkah? Do you know? You know? It is the Festival of Lights. It's just one of the many Jewish holidays that the Jewish people celebrate. And it celebrates actually two miracles. And it happens over 8 nights each year. They get to celebrate for 8 days. Lots of fun, huh? Let's get down to it. When darkness comes, it will be the first night of Hanukkah, 1912. So this story was written over 100 years ago. Here on Henry Street, neighbors on New York's Lower East Side have set menorahs in the windows of the tenement buildings, but the candles are not yet lit.
"We'll have latkes tonight," says Gertie's sister, Sarah, "with applesauce."
Do you know what latkes are? Mm-mm. They're little potato pancakes, and they are yum city. Yum city. And if you're lucky, you get to eat them with applesauce. I don't know. They're traditionally eaten during Hanukkah. Gertie knows about latkes, but she can't remember how they taste. Mama makes potato pancakes only on Hanukkah. The snow flies up when Gertie kicks it. Her boots make a rhythm on the sidewalk. She sticks out her tongue and eats a snowflake.
"Let's go upstairs," says Sarah, shivering. "I have to help cook. Come on, you can watch us."
"I don't want to watch," says Gertie. "I want to help too, please."
"When Papa comes home," says Sarah, "we'll light the shamash and then the first candle of the menorah. Just that one candle for the first night of Hanukkah."
Do you know what the shamash is?
Yes.
You do? What is it?
It's like a candle that you light on every single day of Hanukkah.
Yeah, it's the helper candle of the menorah. Mm-hmm. It's the very first one that's lit. Yep. Very good.
I know, says Gertie. "And then we'll say the blessings in Hebrew."
And Hebrew is the language that is spoken by the Jewish people.
Mm-hmm. "I know that too," says Gertie. "And then we'll fry the latkes and schmaltz. Should I tell you why? To remember the oil that burned for 8 days and 8 nights in Jerusalem," says Sarah. Gertie wants to say, "I know,"
again, but she doesn't. Her boots make a rhythm on the stairs. Inside, a chicken roasts in the heavy iron oven. Carrots stand ready to be put in boiling water while warm applesauce cools in a bowl. By the time Gertie hangs up her coat, her 4 sisters are already at work. Ella is 12. Henny is 10. Sarah is 8. Charlotte is 6. And Gertie, who is 4, thinks it is nice being all girls, all of a kind. Papa and Mama like to say, they have a lot of girls.
Henny.
Yeah. Ella, Henny, Sarah, Charlotte, Gertie.
Gertie?
Yeah.
Gertie doesn't sound like a girl name.
Gertie? I'm going to guess it's short for Gertrude.
Gertrude?
Maybe. Charlotte is using a potato peeler. Long strips of potato skin drift down onto the plate.
Can I help peel potatoes?
Asks Gertie. Charlotte hands over a peeler.
You have to press hard to get all of the brown off.
Oh, do you think she should? No, Moisela, says Mama, and she gives the peeler back to Charlotte. It's too sharp. That's what I was thinking. Do you know, they can cut. They're kind of dangerous. Potato skins are hard to get off. Sarah has a bowl of peeled potatoes in cold water. She grates them into an even bigger bowl. The shreds have a sharp smell.
Please, can I have a turn?
Gertie asks. The grater is sharper than the peeler, says Mama. Why don't you go look at the library book you brought home?
No, it is special to make latkes.
Potato peeled, now potatoes grated, what's next? Oh, Henny is chopping onions with a heavy knife. Gertie knows Mama won't let her help with this one.
I wish I could chop,
she says. No, you don't, says Henny, wiping her eyes.
Chopping onions is the worst of all the jobs. You're lucky. You don't have to do anything. You can just play all the time.
Potatoes peeled, then potatoes grated, now onions chop. Gertie doesn't want to play. She wants to be helpful. And can I just quickly say something? I love that about Gertie. I love that she wants to help. I think one of the best things that you can do is learn how you can help. Look for ways to help because then you get to learn new things and try new things.
And when I cut onions, they don't make my eyes water.
No, they don't. No. Some people can chop onions without them making their eye water, and you can do it.
I think it's because I have glasses.
It might be because you have glasses. That might be a part of it, too. Okay, Mama has cracked eggs into a big china bowl without Gertie's help. She sprinkles salt on top. She shakes in matzo meal and potatoes peeled, then potatoes grated and onions chopped, and now eggs and salt and matzo meal, and Mama stirs it all together.
I wanted to help with the eggs.
Gertie goes over to her big sister Ella at the stove.
Why does Mama do everything without me?
You can help me, says Ella.
I'll pick you up.
Two big pans hiss with schmaltz. It smokes and there are bubbles along the edges, and Mama comes over with a latke mixture. Put her down now, Ella. When we fry, the grease could spit and burn her. Ooh, that's true.
Her mom's mean.
Well, I think her mom wants to keep her safe.
For sure.
I don't want to get down. I don't want to go down,
shouts Gertie.
I want to help.
Gertie's boots make a racket on the kitchen floor, and everybody just watches her. Mama takes Gertie by the hand. They march to the bedroom. I will call you when it's time to say the blessings, Mama says quietly. Until then, I don't want to hear anything more. The door closes behind Mama. Gertie crawls under the bed that she shares with Charlotte and lies on her tummy. It is cold on the floor. They will miss her when they can't find her. Mama will be sorry she didn't let Gertie help. She will wish she'd been nicer to her Moishala. Do you know what that means? Moishala. Moishala. What does that mean? It means little mouse. Little mouse. It's kind of a sweet pet name. But, oh, the smells from the kitchen are good. Potatoes and onions fried in schmaltz. Latkes rich and crispy. Gertie can hear her sisters laughing as they set the table. Now Ella is singing Rock of Ages. Charlotte's voice joins in. Will Mama ever call for Gertie? Finally, the door creaks open. Papa's feet appear by the bed. Pillow, where is Gertie? He asks. pillow says nothing.
Library book? Where is Gertie?
He asks. Library book says nothing.
Oh, handkerchief hidden under the pillow full of ginger snaps. Oh, ginger snaps, you are not supposed to be here. But do you know where Gertie is?
Asks Papa.
Because I need her. I must tell you.
Do you know what ginger snaps are?
Mm-mm.
They're cookies. They're sweet, yummy, gingery cookies. They're kind of like gingerbread men, maybe. They're delicious, though. Gertie can't help laughing. Papa is so funny.
What? Is that Gertie I hear?
Asks Papa.
Ginger snaps, why didn't you tell me?
Papa reaches his hand under the bed. A ginger snap sits in his palm. Gertie takes it and pops it in her mouth.
Come out, little one,
says Papa.
It's Hanukkah.
All right. Gertie clambers out and puts her arms around Papa's neck, which is still cold from the out of doors.
Am I glad to see you, says Papa. I brought Uncle Hyman home with me. Do you want to come say hello?
Gertie shakes her head.
Mama said you had a hard day. Did you have a hard day?
Gertie nods, and Papa thinks. Then he says,
tell me, are you old enough to light the menorah this year?
Oh, yes, Papa, I'm old enough,
she says.
Good. Because I need some help to kindle the lights of Hanukkah.
Oh, that's a really big deal, and she's the one who gets to do it? Well, well. Darkness has come. Mama smiles at Gertie when she joins the family in the kitchen. When they set the menorah in the window so the neighbors can see, everyone gathers around. Papa strikes a match. He and Gertie light the shamash, the candle helper. They say the blessings in Hebrew. And Gertie, together with Papa, takes the shamash and lights the first candle, just one candle, for the first night of Hanukkah, for the first time. The latkes have been kept hot in the oven. Mama gives the first one to Gertie. Gertie gives a kiss to Mama. I'm glad they've worked through their difficulties, don't you? Think that's much better now. The chicken is salty, the applesauce sweet, the latkes taste of history and freedom, of love and crispy potato. The all-of-a-kind family eats together. And in the back of the book, I think there's probably going to be, yep, there is, all kinds of information about this particular holiday. And I'm going to guess if you look online, you can find yourself a pretty good recipe for making latkes if you wanted to do that. Why not? They sound delicious. And that, my friends, is
the
end. Oh, and should we say Happy Hanukkah?
Yeah!
Happy Hanukkah!